Welcome to First Response Fishing Podcast, where we have first responders, veterans, and special guests discussing all things fishing. Take a moment, click that follow button or subscribe button, depending on the platform you're listening to us on. That way, when we put out new content, you know right away. Welcome to First Response Fishing. I'm Marlon. You got Spencer here. Warming up a little bit after being on the lake doing some ice fishing, and
don't forget retrieving a hook.
Oh yeah. Spencer made sure that he got his hook back from his fish that decided to swallow everything. So don't fear, the 99 cent, if that, treble hook is safe. Today we have a box sent to us from Midwest Warrior. Completely unexpected, they sent it out to us and asked us to use it for the veterans and first responders who take fishing. But we decided we want to do a little bit of a, somewhat of a blind unboxing. You see, I had to open it because I had ordered two lures from them and had to get those out of there. But Spencer has never seen, I don't think you've seen their work before, have you?
No.
So this is going to be completely blind for Spencer here. And so let's just get into it here and see what we can find.
Now your lures have been taken out of here.
My lures are taken out of here. This is all, these are examples of stuff that they've done, and my understanding, basically things that they wanted, they're thinking about bringing to market or having in the market. Some of them are custom colors, some of them are custom painted. We've got a lot of soft plastics here that they custom make, so like I said, I've kind of looked through them, but Spencer here is going to kind of give his opinion on these, and feel free to open them, see what you think. We've got a wide variety. They've got some stick worms in here. We've got some medium grubs. Looks like some wacky worms. Let's see what else we got in here. Smaller grubs and some flukes. And we have some paddle tails in here, too.
Oh, lots of different colors.
Yeah, so.
Lots of different choices in here. You got different sizes, colors.
They seem to be really durable.
Yeah, they feel just like the ones that you pick up right off the shelf.
And I like the colors. The colors are, they're very vibrant, but they're also unique. And I'll pick a couple of these out of here that kind of catch my fancy. And I'm going to have Spencer kind of talk about one of the things, some of the things he notices about them. And I'm going to point out some things I noticed. Oh, you got one there you really
like? I got like one. This is one of the worms that I've used before. From here, but
right, the coloration,
coloration and such. Hooking it right in the middle, pick up some nice bass off of that.
I actually was going to pull these out for you. Same kind of coloration, and I've not seen flukes like this before. But take a look at this coloration on the fluke and the eyes. The eyes are really impressive to me.
Oh wow, those are very nice. That'll be easy to see in a dark color water. Get a nice glow off of them.
I've noticed about theirs is they've got the durability. They still got that stretch, but you can tell their quality durability to them.
Very nice, yeah. This will take a lot of strikes, a lot of beating through the weeds, no problem. I'm going to lose a tail. That's very nice.
And I do want to thank Midwest Warrior Bait and Tackle. They donated all of this to the group, and I mean, you can see we're just at the top of this.
Yeah.
And There's quite a bit here. There's an interesting color for you. I've not seen that one before.
No, it's like a copper color.
So I'll go through some of this.
I don't know how much they're gonna be able to see it on the screen here.
Hold it up there, you might be able to. I got another version of it too. So this is what I like. They got that wacky worm there, which, you know, I like to do the wacky worms and.
Very nice coloration all the way through though.
Look at that grub. Let's see if I can get
the same color as the worm here.
Yeah, it's just that nice shiny copper. Due to the sheer volume, I don't know if we're going to go piece by piece through this and show you every piece, but we'll kind of.
Now you got some sitting over on the side
there.
Yeah,
so these ones caught my eye.
That one's catching my eye too.
I think that you're going to be probably wanting to order some of these from them because it's not exactly what it looks like in the wrapper. It's only one-sided with that copper.
Oh, wow.
Just the belly.
Yeah.
And the fact that these are all handmade is what impresses me the most. I mean, just the time and dedication it takes to do this.
And that blue in there, it's such a...
It's a popping blue.
Yeah, it's very popping blue.
I know, you see, you know me, because you know that my flukes, mom's cooking again.
Frying up the fish we caught earlier, and guess she burnt it, so.
Hopefully the pizza's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Look at those. Those are clear.
Very nice.
I think these will do really good on this lake because of the darker water, but the we get those transitions, and sometimes it's hard to find that color tie-in.
Yes.
And those might be.
Well, this blue, though, it reminds me, I think it's...
So it's power bait balls.
Yeah, power bait. That's who's making it. It's the same color blue, and that's worked really well out on this lake here, so I'm really excited to be able to try these once the ice opens up here.
Get some veterans out here and do that. Oh, I just noticed another one. I kind of think this two-tone is going to catch your fancy, too.
Oh, that's a very nice one.
I have never seen that. It's almost like a purple pink.
Kind of, yeah.
With that flake in there?
It almost makes a whole worm change colors, but depending on how you hit it on the light, it's really popping one color or the other. And it does have that little bit of a flake in there that brings out a shine as I twist it around. So there'll be some really interesting ones to see what works. But every one of them, even these split colors, they're stretchy, they're durable, so I'm really liking that.
It's one thing I hate is when you get a soft plastic glass for one fish.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I just cut up my 99-cent hook. Treble hook.
Yeah. And I wish we were kidding. He literally dissected the fish just to get his treble hook back out of it. So the one thing I will say, and I've noticed here, is, you know, Midwest Warrior does the standard colors, but they've got some really unique ones. And I know from when I ordered from them, I ordered a spinnerbait and a topwater, and they are super easy to work with. I don't know if you've seen my spinnerbait yet. I didn't bring it up here this time. It's a 5-blade, or size 5 Colorado, and a size 4 Colorado.
Okay.
You know how I like the super Colorado blades, but it's the super thumper is what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Just two massive blades on there, and he did the skirting in just a multi-rainbow, almost like a rainbow perchy color. Yep. So
that should be good. Yeah. I mean, we caught the northern up here on something similar to that coloring, so it'll be interesting to see it.
And I don't know if it's in here yet. I kind of, looking down, I see a couple of them, but one of the things you didn't know is they've made their own design of a chatterbait.
Okay.
It's a little bit unique, and I think there might be one in here. It was a prototype last time I saw it.
All right.
But let's get through the rest of these.
Good to see.
This one, I know, is your kind of style.
Yes, this is definitely something I'd use. Hide the hook in there real nice.
They have the bright, vibrant colors, big eyes.
And it still has that, almost like a flake in there yet, just to give it a little extra edge, so. And those eyes, those are really going to pop. If you're fishing in clear water, something like this, really could get a good attraction to it.
Get up close and see that there, and kind of see the, you can see how translucent it is. The camera's not picking up a lot of the flake, but I think you're getting a little bit of it in there. And look at that action, just barely moving it.
That should have some good swim rate.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're going to have to get them up here. And I got that mold for the frogs.
And let's do some of these multicolor things that they're doing, especially that copper. Copper is really popping.
I think somebody's going to be wanting to call them up and tell them that has the recipe for that. Ooh. Not a two-tone, but look at the vibrance of that red.
That's not a red I've seen before. I mean,
yeah, that red is like I've seen the lures.
It kind of looks orange on the screen here, but I don't know if I can tell against my shirt. It's definitely red, but it's not a red I've seen on the market at all.
I mean, you have that one craw crankbait.
Yes.
That's kind of that red, and you've had some good luck with that out here. So that's good. This could be the key ticket for some of these first responders and veterans we're bringing fishing.
Yeah.
We got
a lot of selection here. That's
we may have to make some phone calls and get some additional ones for ourselves. Can't have the participants out fishing us.
It looks bad when the guides aren't catching fish. So
that was, I mean,
that's a lot.
That's a lot, and that's just the soft plastic that's in here. I guess I should mention is that the weight on this, because they do weigh it at the post office, was 6 pounds, and it's not all. It's a lot of plastics, but it's not all plastics.
Now, looking at these two, you can almost see the American flag in them, the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And that's really enjoying that. I don't know if I got enough for Christmas to keep going through this box. My order's getting kind of big here.
Well, then I was going to show you this one, but I know the person who just walked in the room is the one who wants to steal that one, and she's going to be excited about that. But I know how you and I like Chatterbait.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is their one that they've came up with. It's a little different of a design. Go ahead and pop that thing open and take a look at that. I'm really impressed with the hand-tied skirt on it.
Very nice.
Nice EWG hook on there. And what I've noticed on it, I don't know if you can see on there, it looks like there's a bait keeper, which some of the chatterbaits I've seen don't have that bait keeper, so you can still throw a little bit of a trailer on there. And
definitely. That's something I've not seen before, but that coloring on there, that little bit of glitter in there just gives it that little extra pop.
You know how white works out of here.
It's been pretty hot this last summer. Hopefully it keeps up next summer, but we shall see.
We got the same kind of one here, but a little pink head. That's why I said, you know, mom and her pink hooks.
Yes.
She also will dissect a fish to get her pink hook back. I've seen her do it. And a little,
I've learned from the best.
A little green pumpkin and neon green, same kind of thing.
Now, something like that, is that the chatterbait again?
Yes, it is. That's a little different of their chatterbait, though.
We're fishing in very brown water, coffee-colored water here.
Yeah.
So, using this dark-colored bait, but having that green head on there, just to give it a little pop. And then moving through the water, like you said, this is definitely something a little different design. Almost looks like it's got a Spartan helmet for
I like that,
shield there. So, that's something different. Try to hold it up to the camera here so if you guys can kind of see that Spartan shield too. But that should move through the water and make a lot of turbulence. Could get a good agitated bite on something like that. So pulling that through.
Now this one is, I'm really liking this one. And you fish with me. I'm not a jig person.
Definitely not.
I don't normally do a jig.
You gotta keep it moving.
But I'm really liking this with the coloration and the design of it. Now, it looks normal, but when you start looking at that skirt a little closer, you're going to notice something.
Oh, wow. It's almost got, like,
claws.
Claws, like a plastic crawdad already attached to it, just in the skirt here. Okay.
And I like the fact they got that bright blue in there.
Hold it up to the camera here for you.
Which, you know, that bright blue's...
So you can see how it transitions, too, on there to... Yeah. Just the blue on the bottom, but it's staying with the same color of the skirt on top.
But then they hit it with that head. Look at that head, though. That nice, bright white.
Yes, that's, like I said, something to give it a little bit of pop.
And then,
that's very nice.
And get you excited, because they also have this, I just noticed, with the green claws in here. So you can get that white head, pumpkin, green pumpkin body, and then your bright neon green, which... Right here, really green on that one.
I know that's going to give you a lot of pop.
There's another blue one there.
And these are all custom made?
Custom made. He makes them one at a time.
So, each one's a little bit different here.
Hand tied.
And I don't have to worry about that skirt coming off at all. He's got that secured on there really nicely. So, pulling that through weeds, I'm not going to lose my skirt at all. That's very nice, and I like that coloration on there, too. I think he's matching his colors quite well with these.
Okay, so got a couple more chatterbaits that were in here, but I just noticed one. And I think you're going to be... There's another one of the little jigging minnows. I think you're going to be excited about this one, Spencer. I know you're already excited, but... We look chatterbaits. And what's the one thing that's universal about them for the most part?
Tell me.
I'm thinking the silver blade. You get a black blade, you might get a silver blade, right?
Most of them are silver, though, yeah.
You don't get a whole lot of off-custom style colors. Look at that. I didn't even realize it was a chatterbait until I really... If you open it up, you're going to see. I didn't think it was either until I really caught my eye on the shimmer of the blade for a second.
Oh, wow. That's almost got like a purple hue to it.
It's like a bronzy purple.
Yeah.
And it's with all this variation of color in that skirt.
It's even got that little purple and green. That's been another hot one this year, having that purple and green on some of these darker colored lakes.
Yeah. Oh, and there's another one.
Very
he's
nice.
Got, he's got a little black and green, same kind of thing. Yep. Again, the
still a lot of sheen to it, though. I mean, it's a little
subdued,
less
but
subdued,
still...
but it's still going to shine that light and make that water move.
Yeah, I think it's going to come out well. And then, I know you like your jigs.
Ice fishing season. That's all you get, jigging. No,
I'm talking about, you know, you like to use your football jigs and things like that during the summer. And one thing I always notice you talk about is the brush guard. So I happen to notice one here. It's a little bit unique. It's not just a skirt. And it's got a little nice little brush guard. But look at that skirt, too. Look at that addition of that curly tail.
That's already got my... Basically, you got a...
trailer right there.
Yeah. Don't need to put another plastic on here. I mean, I could switch it up with a different color, too, but it's got a nice little, I don't know if I'm hiding it from the camera here, nice little trailer already on there. And that's just incorporated right into the skirt. And then on the side there, it does have that brush guard. We are throwing in a lot of weeds up here, especially by the creek ahead, so that'll really help out, keep us out of the lily pads and not rip so many up this year.
Yeah, get a few more bass this year instead of... So just bluegill and crappie and stuff, too. And the one thing I've noticed is a lot of these, like you said, are multi-species. I feel like some of these, you know, you're gonna get pike on them, definitely. But we've got your other favorite fish out here. And I'm thinking, I noticed this one in there. That one could almost go for your muskie. Look at the size of that. What do you think? And heavy gauge wire still.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so well packaged too.
Yeah. Well, and we're not gonna let you throw that one because
really nice.
We know what your habit is with musky lures.
Throw it once and lose it. You know me too well.
You don't have to worry about fishing 1,000 casts because
I only
it's
get
fishing
one
cast and then new lure.
Go get a new lure.
But yeah, that.
They even painted the head here.
Yeah.
Same coloration as the body and the skirt. It's really nice.
I'm a spinnerbait guy.
Two spinners on it like that. You could.
I like the willow. I like the Colorado, but that's a willow leaf I could see myself throwing.
Definitely something you could still catch multi-species on here. I mean, yeah, it could attract the bigger fish, the muskies and such. It's definitely got the profile for it, but they didn't make the hook so large. Excluding everything else.
Right.
So that's something I do enjoy. So throwing it out for muskie or just throwing it out for walleye or northern, you still have your options open.
Right. And like I said, there's a lot of these that we're going to... I'm trying to pick out the really interesting ones as we go through here. They're all outstanding. Like, I haven't pulled a thing out of here yet that I wouldn't pay a decent amount of money for. I mean,
yeah, I'd throw all of these so far, for sure. Now, that one you put over there with that pink head again, that one's a very vibrant one here, right here.
Yeah.
That coloration in there. Let's see if I can close this here.
I'm kind of running out of room here.
Yeah. We made about halfway through the box so far.
It's a good problem to have.
And we're still going.
And what gets me is we still haven't gotten, and I see some down here, we haven't gotten to their actual crankbaits that was their bread and butter. Like, that's where he gets to shine with his custom paint. I mean, every one of these is beautiful, but I can't wait for you to see his actual crankbaits where he's got a bigger canvas to start putting designs on.
I think this one's one of my favorites. You got... the bright colors on top.
I think you might have to fight mom for that one.
Subdued on the bottom.
I think you might have to fight mom for that one.
That could be a possibility, but definitely going to get some action on something like that.
All right. And it looks like we got some more of the cheddar baits here. We have something that I didn't expect in here. So we're talking about the jigs, and we've talked about the cheddar baits. But, you know, sometimes you don't want the skirt. You just want...
A jig head, yep.
That you can throw a plastic on. And they've got some in here that are non-painted, which is nice, to, you know, it gives you a nice color. So like this one, they did just the eyes. Looks like maybe a little bit of sparkle paint, but it's primarily just a lead color. You got a couple other ones like that with the crackle paint, but it's still lead color. Something if you want, just something plain. But I also like it because it gives us a chance we can kind of look at these and start looking at their other colors. You know, maybe we'll come up with our own custom... paint job will have to have them do up for us. They say it catches the fish, fishermen, not the fish, but...
That's true.
You know, but I like the weight on these.
Yeah, they definitely got some good heft to them. You can really throw something like that far. But I think my favorite part is the bait keeper. You're not going to lose your plastics on something like that. You can run it all the way up, and it's actually got two different slides on there to help hold that bait on.
And so. I know you can't really, because you're not really up in here to look at it, but they've got the different sizes in here for the hooks. So it's nice because, like, something like that, you could definitely, you know, get a big muskie on even. And they're not going to usually hit the bottom stuff, but I was thinking, you know, throw it behind the boat and you can troll with it, put something nice swim bait on there to help keep it down in the wake.
Yeah, that's definitely something you could probably troll right behind the boat, not have to worry about, because that's got, like I said, it's got some health to it, but definitely can do some long casting with something like that.
Pretty sure you can get down that 26-foot hole out there.
Get a nice tail on there or something.
But like I said, we were talking about the colors before. A lot of these solid colors, just that blue again.
Yeah, that's another.
I just, that blue is just...
That's very bright, vibrant, excuse me. But they also got the eyes on here again. And they're painted, I'm not sure if the eyes were painted on or how they did these eyes. But they got that nice sheen to it. So even though it's kind of more of a flat blue, the eye, even silhouetted against the light, gets a really good glow on it. I don't know if you guys can see it on the screen there, but there we go. You can kind of see that glow in the light there.
Kind of one of the downfalls of working with limited technology up north.
But yes.
I'll give up the little bit of technology for being up here. This is a great escape up here. Get some green, too. Just that nice little, let's see if I go the right direction. Lime green there. This one I thought you'd like, because you like those brush guards. Not only do you have the option without, but, you know, if you get in that thick brush, you can do just a straight non-skirted jig with the brush guards, and that's a big thing, too. I'm going to pull some more of these out of here. Got some reds in there. Got some... Just... These paint jobs are just astounding to me. You know me, I'm not artistic, so...
Neither am I. I'm really liking these brush guards, too. They're not coming out.
They're not super stiff, but they're still...
It's going to deflect a majority, but you're not going to lose a bite off of something like that. Yeah. So that's really nice, well done, and the quality here has been amazing.
It blows my mind. Got a couple more spinners here, and then we're going to get into the ones that I think you're going to be really excited to see, because I know you like those crankbaits. So there's your green you like.
And again, they're doing these really good color combinations here. They got this bright head with more of a subdued skirt on here, but the skirt still got some almost fleck in it, and it's
and glitter. It's a double willow, or it's a double Colorado, so you know it's a double Colorado is my go-to. The willow blades up here, especially up here, I've noticed, just don't seem to have enough thump to them sometimes. Maybe the bigger ones will, and that's something I'm interested to see, but I just noticed something on this one. I don't know. I couldn't tell on the other ones. I don't think I've seen another one like that. But he did something really unique with that blade, if you look at it.
Oh, he's got a fleck in there. Or
he actually painted the blade. I've not seen too many. Well, and it's not like a paint. It's almost like a clear dimple color.
I'm not sure what that is. But that's.
But it's just something just unique enough. Let's see if we can get this flash to...
Oh, we're going the wrong way.
Kind
of
see it.
So you can kind of see it almost like dimpled in there, but it's actually more of a fleck. It's smooth all the way across.
And you know, the dirty water, if you can get that flash in there,
it gives you
you're halfway there.
Or in your shady spots, things like that too.
Yeah. I think you know what spot I'm thinking about on this lake. Yeah. So we got that one. We got green pumpkin again. Always a go-to.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another one of those without the fleck blade, which... Again, I'd like that. And then, oh, here you go. Here's a green pumpkin, but the fleck is almost prismatic on that one.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So, and try to
see it through the case there.
Yeah, you can kind of get it. But I also want to show you, every one of them, it's just a nice, simple logo. Nice, simple. They don't try to... They let the baits, in my opinion, the tackle and the bait, show themselves off. You know, you're not buying packaging and wondering what you're going to get out of it. You can easily see everything, and I really appreciate that.
I agree with that. You know, I'm loving that each one of these, though, they're different. I mean, I'm sure if I asked, you know, hey, can I get some more in the white, you'd be able to get me the, like, some Fine. Of them. Where was that one?
You know, if you... Here,
this pumpkin with the green head.
Yeah.
Probably get that green head again, but that pumpkin, I don't know if you'd be able to get it the same. I mean, just looking at the same colorations, everyone's been very different. And
well, and the thing I like is, you know, that one of the great advantages of having them do the custom is, you know, if you just decide, you know, that skirt is, it's just not quite what it, you know, what I want. That's the great thing is you can call them up and they can make you anything that they have. Any combination of this, anything you've seen in here, they can combine together and make a one-off of what you want. And, you know, you go fishing, we all know, sometimes it's the subtle differences. And, you know, you fish different than I do, but we've compared it before, you know, with the spinner baits. You know, the trailer I'll use versus the trailer you'll use. But there's times it's just that little
coloration, yep.
You can get that done. And
but you know what? Now I don't have to worry, because if I'm pulling something like this out, I can be like, oh, what are you guys using today? And I can just pull it out and be like, I'm using this, and not have to worry, because I know.
Nobody else is going to
have it. I got the one.
Yeah.
And that's that can give you the advantage there.
That's another thing I hear. You know, you get somebody else coming over, and they'll watch where you fish, and then they'll try to come back. But if you got your own coloration, they can't copy your coloration. You don't have to worry about it. Not to mention, sometimes it gets pressured out here. It's all new stuff that they haven't seen. You know, you can present them with something new. But I know you like your crankbaits.
I do. I'm throwing them a lot.
So, and I know you like your red. So I'm going to start here. Okay.
I'm just kind of seeing over the box just a little bit. And I'm getting really excited because I'm seeing some really cool colors in there.
Look at that. Let me pop that baby out of there and take a look at it. And the thing I've noticed is it's all good quality. The hooks are great. What I really like about that is look at the way that your tie-off is on it. It gives you some options.
Definitely gives you options on how I want to present it, if I want to keep it a little lower, a little taller. Where's the camera here? So I got three different hole placements on there to move it, and they really include the swivel on the top. So all I'd have to do is pop that in. I don't even have to tie it to my line if I don't want to. Yeah. That's really nice. Well, as you're sitting there fumbling around with it by yourself. But you know what's impressing me? Listen to this. It's got a little rattle in it. Bring it over by the speaker here.
Yeah.
So almost two rattles in there, and I'm holding the hooks here so that, you know, they're not rattling, but... Yeah.
And the paint job, just...
Yes, that is.
I would put that up against any bait that you buy on the market.
You're not going to find a bait like this on the market, though. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Just talk about this tiger print here on it, and...
And you like your red.
Good coloration, and it's solid all the way through for... I'm not seeing anything wrong with this bait.
And the other thing I will tell you, because I know they've got them after we got these, and I know you like your sparkle, they do now have I believe it's square bill, in a hydrofoil with a rattle.
Well, that'd be an interesting one.
So I'll have to show you later. They got some on their website. If you want to see some of their other examples of things, you can go on their Facebook. It's Midwest Warrior Bait and Tackle, and they've got all that on there. You can also contact them. Yeah, like I said, I'll show you the one I got too, but you can contact them. I will tell you from experience, you can give them the simplest of ideas. That mouse, I had the idea of a pink mouse that paid homage to an EMS theme, and I didn't bring it this weekend. So, but it is on First Response's Instagram page.
All right.
So they can find it there. Just outstanding quality, fishnet style ghosting to it. Amazing. I mean, I can't paint a cardboard box with a can of spray paint, so...
Man, don't ask me to paint the broadside of a barn. Yeah. I'll miss, so...
Here's another one for you I think you're going to like. You know, I know you like your lipless, too. But look at that.
Wow. Kind of as like I'm sitting here in the light, this bait is already changing colors. That's a very nice one again.
Like I said, I know you... You like your lipless, and apparently they do too, because it's easy to teach what you like. So when we start taking people out, when it thaws out, you got a couple liplesses to show off to them and give them some examples. And you know, one of the things that we've been talking about was we wanted to start being able to give the veterans and the first responders, we take fishing, the ability to just keep going on their own.
Yes.
So
definitely something, I mean.
One of the things that they gave this for is because when we take somebody fishing, we're going to start giving them lure and some.
So when you
soft
take
line.
Me fishing, do I get to pick my choice
nope,
too then?
Nope. You're a veteran, so you know. You're a veteran, you're a first responder, but you're already a volunteer, buddy. So, but I think we can talk to them and maybe get you something coming. So we got that one, and there's a little baby bass pattern for you. A baby bass.
Again, pattern. Not a coloration that you see very often, but they've done this so well. I don't know if that's bass or sunfish.
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah, it's kind of a combination of the
they're
two.
They're including the dark spot behind the gills
yeah,
here.
And I just noticed, I don't know if you saw the underside there.
Oh, yeah, the underside. Again, it's got the... They're painting these very well. Here's a side view of it, and you can see it's still got the dark spot right behind where your gills would be, and very realistic here. And again, it's got that multi-platform top on there, so you can choose. I'll show this in the light here. But it's got the three holes on the top here again, so you can really choose where you want to go.
Now, I just noticed something on one of these, and I think this is the personal touch that says it all about their lures.
Wow, right? That one really pops.
This is such a patriotic pattern, and the nice hard knock to it. But I'm gonna have you take a look at it because it's like a red, white, and blue. I'm gonna show you guys here. You can kind of see.
I'm seeing it for the first time on the screen here too. He keeps holding it in his hand behind
me.
Yeah,
I'm trying to hide it because there's something I want someone to see on this. But nice lipless, and I know you like lipless. But the fact of, I want you to look right down there. That's
oh, wow.
To me, that is the sign of a true artist who's going to sign their work.
That is
but
really
feel the
cool.
Weight on there and just.
Oh yeah, show that to our audience here too, but. Yeah, you can tell that these are really well done. He's taking his time.
Yeah.
Making each and every one of them. And then, like you said, he's got his signature on the bottom here. The light's not going to work with us.
Okay.
But it's going to be on the tail end here.
And that's the one I've seen him do it on. I mean, he I almost wonder if it's like an Easter egg hunt now.
Yeah, we're going to be going through this again.
We're going to be going through and trying to find all the signatures. So there's two more in here. We'll go through those real quick. You know, I think the last two are kind of interesting too. Cause this one's kind of got that. If I hook myself, yeah. Catches
up,
a fisherman, right? Yeah. All right. Look at that one. Look at that. I really like the.
It's another very well done one. I'm really enjoying their coloration.
Give me some ideas for some orders, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely could hit a couple different species depending on what type of water you're hitting. Dark water, clear water, things like that. Or even if you're just hitting the shade versus the sun.
Right.
Having the different color selections like they got here.
And it just showcases his ability. I mean, you could... I would say you can come up with the most off-the-wall design and somehow he would make it work. And I know... Again, if you haven't checked out their website, you have to. You and I are going to look at it a little later today, so we can kind of go, or tonight, so we can look through it. But they've got everything there. You've got your. I mean, just look at this stuff.
You guys can't see our table here. It's a little under the camera, but we have a 6-foot table, and it is literally covered in everything that they've sent us here.
And
everything is unique. Not a single one of these things.
I don't see a double. I mean, even in the plastics, I don't see a single double.
No, everything here is.
And I would challenge. I don't think that you and I could go to Walmart and fill this box. It's a large shipping box for under $100.
Oh, definitely not. I mean,
and not only that, but you never have this kind of variety. You could not get this many different styles, colors, anything. I don't even think you could do it at Bass Pro.
I mean, that's.
Or would you say
definitely A little difficult to say, I mean, because Bass Pro, you got all these different types, but you won't find these colorations
right,
there.
That's
these colorations are...
I'm saying, I don't think you could go there and get as many different colors in as many different things.
No, even if you're just looking for one specific thing. I know a couple of years back, I was doing the Battle on the Winnebago.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ice fishing contest out on the Winnebago,
right.
And Wonder Bread was,
oh, yeah.
was the coloration that you needed to catch any fish on there. Everybody came in that first day, only people that are catching fish are using this Wonder Bread coloration. But, I mean, coming here and seeing this, you could get something very similar to that,
yeah.
And customize it so that you have that little bit of an edge. And
so a little secret, I'm going to really get you excited here, and you're probably going to yell at me because I didn't tell you this before this week. They've started doing ice fishing stuff.
They have?
Yes.
That is exciting.
And, I mean, I've seen some of it. And they've said if anything, even if it's not something they already have, they'll find it. I mean, they are the most generous to guys. Obviously most generous. I'm still. I'm a little choked up. I mean, it means a lot to me that they wanted to donate all this stuff to help out veterans and first responders.
That's,
You know, this isn't going in my tackle box. It's not going yours.
No, I mean, I wish it was.
Yeah, we both do. But this is going towards, you know, and you'll hear us saying, you know, we're going to try this and try that. When we say try this and try that, I mean, we're talking like when we take somebody out to show them how to use it. It's not something we're going to keep.
It's going to be something that's going home with one of those guys.
Yeah, and they're going to take
them home.
Start
their tackle
box. Right. You know, and... I think there may be some of this stuff that will eventually end up similar things in your tackle box, because I have a feeling that they're about to receive an email that will be the likes that they have not expected. But just it's the generosity of it. I mean, that's the thing. It's like we can sit here and we can talk about the quality all day long, which is it's there. I mean, it's just outstanding. And the fact that it's just two guys. It's just two guys making this.
And that's a lot to send out. I mean, especially when you just got two guys doing it. This takes time.
Oh, yeah.
Time is money.
And they've sent us trial and error. And
so much. And painting these, it can't be a quick two of these.
It's not like you're just slapping it on there. I mean.
Or just dipping them in a plastic dip or anything.
Yeah, they're,
these are well done. And each one of them, coloration and everything. Like, something like this, it's got to take a
while. And the thing that gets me is, you know, yeah, you could say, well, I could go, you know, you could go to the store and probably buy something similar to that. But I would feel fairly comfortable saying, as a matter of fact, I would feel 100% comfortable saying, if you went and bought that same kind of coloration, because you're not going to find the exact same, but if you bought the same one in the store, you go out and you start beating it on rocks and things like that, because we all know we do that. It's going to come off pretty easy. I feel like these have a just a much better quality paint on them. You know, for mass marketing, we all know Sixth Sense is kind of the industry's leader for the mass-produced ones. Just for whatever, and whether you agree with it or not, most people would say that's the top quality. I don't think they have anything on these guys could just blow them out of the water.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And just, it's just incredible and amazing, amazing. These colorations I can't get over. This copper, like, I've never seen a copper like that.
Or the blue that's popping right here again.
Oh, yeah.
From out from underneath of them all. It's just something unique that they got going on here.
And the reasonableness of the price, I mean... Their stuff, their lures are $6.99 and, you know, going up from there, but they're not unreasonable. I know somebody who spends $30+ on musky lures that he throws out and loses right away.
I'm still planning on maybe swimming out there and getting it, but I just dissected the fish. I could go swimming a little bit, but
so here's the question: do you remember where you lost it, so you can start drilling right there in the ice and maybe try to hook it from below?
I know where the log is, so. Hopefully, once this ice clears up, it's not moved out of the way.
Do some scuba diving. From the bottom of my heart, I want to send a thank you out to them, and I think this kind of seals it. We're going to have them come up here and come fishing.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you can't
make
donate
a donation
this
like
much and
not
go
fishing. And I'm going to have to turn them over to you because I know when I talk to them, they really want to go after pike and muskie. And I think we can... I think you can find the muskie, and I have no doubt they're going to be able to make a lure that's going to work on it. This is just... I mean,
even if you know a color combination that you've tried in the past on the lake...
Discontinued,
or, you know, it works on certain species, you know, they could probably tweak that to be any type.
Well, I mean, like the discontinued thing. How often have you gotten a lure 1 year, and it just hammers that year, and you love it, and you go back next year and get a new one because you just tore the bricks off of it, and they don't make it anymore.
Yep, it's gone. Every year.
You don't have to worry about that, though.
No, and...
It's just... Like, I am really in awe of this, and...
This one keeps catching my eye. I still think this was one of their coolest paint jobs. It's red on blue, and then red on white on the bottom. That was that teardrop type jig. Pulled out here for the camera. But, I mean...
You
this just speaks volumes of their creativity, and so there's that red on blue you can really see on the screen, the red on white on the bottom, but it's got that nice sheen on it yet. And
I just, like I said, I can't thank them enough. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter who comes up here now. When we are able to get people to come out fishing in the summer here, they're going to have a wide selection, and they're going to go home with a custom bait. They can say no one else has.
I feel like if we put all this in one tackle box, that you wouldn't even be able to put it in your big tackle box. And you know what I'm talking about. Your big one that everybody uses as a stool. And this, I don't even think you couldn't fit all this in there.
No, definitely not. There's just a lot here.
And nothing, like you said, nothing's the same. I don't think I don't even think in the jig heads, like the ones that look a little unpainted, I don't think any of them are exactly the same.
It's all very different here.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Incredible work.
Yeah.
I think...
Yeah, like you said, shout out to them and for donating all this to help us out and help out our veterans and our first responders. And we've had a hard year with first responders.
Yeah,
and veterans have a hard year all the time, so... Being able to give them a chance to take a break, come out and relax, and not have to spend an arm and a leg to purchase
something. And just have the time to talk to people and get off your chest. Because, I mean, we're out ice fishing day. You know.
Got to have the heart-to-heart.
You got to have the heart-to-heart because what other option you got besides drinking and having a heart-to-heart?
Exactly.
Because there's not much will help you bond like sitting freezing on a lake. I mean, I usually have some witty sign-off here, and I really just am still
in awe just on the sheer amount here.
So I'm going to sign off with, you know, a huge, huge shout-out and thank you to Midwest Warrior Bait and Tackle.
See if I can get their tag here on the screen for you.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see if I can... Does that one have their phone number on there?
It does have a phone number on the bottom.
Is it a phone number or is it a... Okay, yeah. So I'm going to 712-621-9800, in case you're wondering. And they are in Bedford, Iowa. I had to look it up. I couldn't remember. They do ask that you text that number that I gave you. But their Facebook is Midwest Warrior Bait and Tackle. They are veteran-owned and operated. Like I said, it's a father-son. Father-son, both are veterans, and... You can tell that this is their passion. Like, there is no doubt that they take a pride in their work and just
definitely
are passionate about their fishing.
Well, I guess I want to say thank you for having me on. I mean, we haven't been able to catch up. And
you're always welcome on here, man. You know,
got up here finally so that we could do some fishing, and you brought up this box. You're like, I got something to show you. We're going to go on for it. So I'm like, okay, let's do it. And
you know,
this
maybe
surprise. So thank you, Midwest Warriors Bait and Tackle.
This is just incredible.
Yes.
So you know, this will go on the YouTube channel. We will have the audio on the podcast. Maybe tomorrow night. You know, I'm thinking we had Mitch on. I don't know if you knew about that. your little brother.
The little one?
Well, yeah, the little one that's not the tall one.
Okay.
And he was sharing his memories of fishing with, you know, your guys' dad, which is kind of a unique situation having the brothers on. So maybe tomorrow night, if we get a chance, maybe have you go do one on that and talk about that and some of your memories. Talk about picking on him, because I'll tell you, he did throw a few jabs in me on his, so, you know.
Did he tell you about eating a worm?
No.
Okay, well, we'll save that one for tomorrow night then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I get a story if he's going to throw some jabs this way, so.
So, yeah, so make sure, you know, if you're seeing this on YouTube, head on over to Spotify or Google Podcasts or anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can search it out. First Response Fishing. We're going to have a couple more on there. There's already 21 episodes, so we'll have a couple more on there. This will be on there as audio, but you'll also be able to watch the video on YouTube. And
definitely tomorrow, check it out on YouTube if you're listening to the podcast, just to see the quality.
Oh, yeah, it's just outstanding quality. And then we'll do the do an audio one tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan.
Maybe we'll get Mom down there, too.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll just have to tell her we're recording it. But, yeah, we'll check that out and kind of get to know Spencer here a little better. Again, a huge thanks to Midwest Warrior Bait and Tackle, and keep your lines tight or thawed out, I guess, would be the best time for this year, best for this time of year. And enjoy it, because, yeah, I think we can both agree that even in our job, the best day at work still doesn't beat a bad day fishing.
Definitely not.
Because I'd much rather be up here. All right.